There's a river that divides it. There's downtown, and then there's the Tennessee River. On the other side of the Tennessee River is East Nashville. Close to the river is poor white area. Poor to low middle white area.
Completely white?
Well, mixed.
Okay.
Mixed.
Well, considering that my baby.
As you get further out,
well, I had it.
It turns into towns which have been incorporated in Metro, Hendersonville, which is rich country music stars.
Oh, is that where the lake is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Percy Priest Lake, and that's where the country music stars have their, you know, million-dollar homes and that type of stuff. North Nashville is black.
Is that where Fisk is?
Yeah, Fisk, in Meharry, in Tennessee State.
Is that black middle class?
Well, it's black lower class, and then as you go a little bit farther north into the Bordeaux area, it's what they call used to call the Black Belle Meade, which is the $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 black homes, where the, you know, the college professors and the people with good government jobs, et cetera, et cetera.
They were wild.
Then South Nashville, well, we're sort of in central Nashville. South goes that way. That's sort of like mostly, South actually goes that way. It's sort of like mostly what was farmland, and now it's middle class white. Then we come to West Nashville. West Nashville, particularly the Belle Meade areas, are the old, you know, the old families and the this and the that. There is
all white.
All completely all white. And the Belle Meade area is so delineated that it, like, one side of the street is Belle Meade and the other side isn't.
I see that.
You know?
We stayed there very long for took a little drive.
And up there is the Percy Edwin Warner Park, which is just a huge park.
Yeah. Is that the one that don't
I guess, well, actually, I don't know.
Right, there's the big gates, and there's a golf course, and then there's the park.
Yeah.
Of course, now they're building, as you go out the highways past West Nashville, there's Highway 70 and 100 going towards Memphis. There's the Westmead area, which is sort of upper middle class, and some very nice homes. And it's sort of, areas of it are Jewish areas. Not really exclusively Jewish areas, but since a lot of Jewish people in the South had money and there were no homes to be bought, or not that they were excluded, but there were just no land in Belle Meade. I mean, it's been settled completely. Every inch of space has been taken up for 20 years. They sort of made this community where there's very high.
Is that where the is on Brown's Gap?
Oh, yes, right out in that area.
Okay.
They all
live. Your parents live out there?
No. They live on an area that was there was this Cheekwood mansion, and the annex part of it, my father got a lot, so it's maybe a quarter of a mile from Belle Meade Boulevard.
Is that where Cheekwood is, where the temple is?
Right, right. In fact, I used to sneak through the gate and go up into there and play around when I was a kid, sneak under the fence. But that area was just sort of a fluke. I mean, they sold off some land. I guess Cheekwood needed the money. But, you know, there are no lots in Belle Meade or in the surrounding areas. There's homes on them.
Okay.
And they're all mostly expensive homes. Right. Well, they have a regulation in the area. I mean, it's a township, city of Belle Meade. And, right. And they set out you couldn't build a home on a lot that was less than an acre.